Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.1, User-Centric Design Principles. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Data Utilization in Product Development in the Data Product Management for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the importance of user-centric design, techniques for gathering user feedback, and creating user personas and customer journeys. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to implement user-centric design principles to enhance your product development processes. Main content importance of user-centric design. User-centric design is a fundamental principle that places the user at the center of the product development process. This approach ensures that the final product meets the actual needs and preferences of the users, leading to higher satisfaction and engagement. In a competitive industry like finance and fintech, understanding your users and designing with their needs in mind can significantly differentiate your product from others. User-centric design not only enhances usability but also drives innovation. By actively involving users, you can uncover pain points and opportunities that may not be apparent through traditional research methods. This approach fosters a culture of empathy within your team, encouraging everyone to ask, how does this benefit the user? For example, a financial app that adjusts its user interface based on feedback about confusing navigation can significantly improve user experience and retention. Techniques for gathering user feedback to effectively implement user-centric design. Gathering user feedback is crucial. There are several techniques you can employ to obtain valuable insights from your users. Surveys and questionnaires. These are quick ways to gather quantitative data from a larger audience. You can use tools like Google Forms or SurveyMonkey to create and distribute surveys. Tailor your questions to understand user preferences, experiences, and pain points. For instance, asking users to rate features on a scale can help prioritize development efforts. Interviews. Conducting one-on-one interviews allows for in-depth conversations with users. This qualitative approach can provide deeper insights into user motivations and behaviors. Prepare open-ended questions to encourage detailed responses. For example, asking users about their daily financial challenges can reveal insights that surveys might miss. Usability testing. Observing users as they interact with your product can reveal usability issues. Set up sessions where users perform specific tasks while you watch. Take notes on where they struggle or express confusion. For example, if users frequently fail to complete a transaction due to unclear instructions, this feedback can guide necessary adjustments. Feedback sessions. After a product update, host feedback sessions with existing users. This allows you to gather immediate reactions and suggestions for improvement. For example, presenting a new feature to a group and asking for their thoughts can yield quick insights into its effectiveness. Utilizing a mix of these techniques will give you a well-rounded understanding of your users' needs and how your product can better serve them. Creating user personas and customer journeys. Once you have gathered user feedback, the next step is to synthesize this information into actionable insights. Creating user personas and customer journeys can help in visualizing your users' needs and experiences. User personas. A user persona is a fictional character that represents a segment of your user base. It includes demographic information, goals, challenges, and behaviors. For instance, if UGA1 Tech targets young professionals for a financial app, your persona might be Sarah, a 28-year-old marketing manager who wants to save for a home. Creating detailed personas helps your team empathize with users and tailor solutions that meet their needs. This can also assist in prioritizing features that resonate with specific user segments. Customer journeys. Mapping out customer journeys helps visualize the steps users take when interacting with your product. It identifies key touchpoints from awareness to purchase and beyond. For example, a customer journey for a financial app might start with social media ads, leading to a website visit, app download, and ultimately, daily usage. This mapping process highlights areas for improvement and helps in aligning your product features with user expectations. You might find, for instance, that users drop off at the sign-up stage, indicating a need for a simpler registration process. These tools not only enhance your understanding of the user but also guide your decision-making throughout the product development process. By regularly revisiting and updating these personas and journeys based on new feedback, your team can remain agile and responsive to changing user needs. Conclusion: in this lesson, we explored the importance of user-centric design and the techniques for gathering user feedback, as well as how to create user personas and customer journeys. Implementing these principles will significantly enhance your product development efforts at UGA One Tech, ensuring that your offerings resonate with your users. By putting users at the forefront of your design process, you can create innovative, effective, and satisfying products. Reflection questions: how can you apply user-centric design principles to your current product development project? What techniques for gathering user feedback do you think would be most effective for your target audience? How might creating user personas change the way you approach product features and design? Word count: 1063.